Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Tuesday, August 26th, 2008. Here's Stephen and Brooksine Weber. We prepared the message this morning very early from our hotel room in Seekonk, Massachusetts, right across the Rhode Island border, where we are preparing this morning to participate in the funeral service of our dear friend, Holford Chilton. We've been sharing about that the last couple of days. Today we want to share a message we titled, you'll recognize the title is also a great gift, Blessed Assurance. The scripture text is from Hebrews 10, verse 22.
Let us draw near with a sincere heart in full assurance of faith.
Fanny Crosby is surely one of the most prolific hymn writers in the entire history of the church. I am sure most of her listeners, regardless of language, nationality, or even musical taste, have sung her hymns, and I wouldn't be surprised that even though your taste may differ, there's some of them you really like. In fact, this past Sunday, we sang I Am Thine, O Lord, in the church that we served, one of her many well-known hymns. Other hymns you may recognize are All the Way My Savior Leads Me, Close to Thee, I Shall Know Him, Pass Me Not, O Gentle Savior, and so many others, which are still sung in many churches every Sunday.
Yesterday, we stopped along I-95 in Bridgeport, Connecticut, at the Mountain Grove Cemetery, where Fanny Crosby is buried. The cemetery was designed by the famous circus founder, P.T. Barnum. His monument is very near that of Fanny Crosby's.
On a small, very weathered stone at the foot of the grave, we assume, be the original tombstone, we read these words. At the top it says Aunt Fanny. We have a picture of it today we took yesterday. And then these touching words. She hath done what she could. Although blinded shortly after her birth, she faithfully served the Lord. She overcame her disability to leave a lasting impact now nearly 100 years after her death on Jesus Christ. She once shared this remarkable outlook.
It seemed intended by the blessed providence of God that I should be blind all my life, and I thank Him for the dispensation. If perfect earthly sight were offered me tomorrow, I would not accept it. I might not have sung hymns to the praise of God if I had been distracted by the beautiful and interesting things about me.
Well, we also have a picture of her main tombstone, which some friends must have put up. It looks actually fairly recent compared to the very old tombstone I mentioned above, which we believe is original. We have a picture of Brookstein standing behind it today on her site, and it has these words to one of her best known hymns. That is the basis of the title of today's message. Blessed Assurance, Jesus is Mine.
Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine.
Heir of salvation, purchase of God.
Born of His Spirit, washed in His blood.
The message from this hymn text is one that is such a blessing to hide deep in our hearts. Many of you have, in fact, I'm sure, perhaps not even intentionally, but sung it. So often we've memorized it. It's a musical expression of praise and glory to God for His work of salvation in our lives. Crosby writes about the assurance Christ gives us of His redemptive work in our lives here on earth, and a foretaste of the glorious rejoicing that will take place through all eternity.
Well, what a great blessing this assurance is. Assurance, not a commonly used word apart from theology, comes from the word assure, which in turn comes from the word sure. It speaks of the certainty of our salvation.
In today's text from the book of Hebrews, we read a wonderful phrase. The full assurance of faith. This is surely a sound biblical basis for Fanny Crosby's song. It's one of the greatest blessings of life to have a full assurance of faith. May the Lord fill your heart today with blessed assurance.
Let's all pray together. Father, as heirs of your salvation, we have been purchased with the sacrificial blood of your precious Son, Jesus. He gave His all that we might be saved from the eternal consequences of sin and have our names written in the Lamb's Book of Life. We have the blessed assurance that we are redeemed from sin and saved for eternity in heaven. Thank you for such a wondrous love and abundant provision on our behalf. Amen.
Amen. Well, we do. I think we both enjoy that song, Blessed Assurance. It would be neat to have interaction with our listeners today. I'm sure many of you would list that amongst your very favorite hymns so often. Still today, sung in churches. Well, as mentioned today, we are in Massachusetts, and this morning we have a funeral service for our friend, Hope and Children, whom we've written about a couple of times the last several days. This afternoon, following the service, we will begin our journey back to Pennsylvania, but we'll travel to Newport, Rhode Island, which was one of our favorite day trips when we lived up this way. We'll be staying there tonight, and hope to get a message out tomorrow. For podcast listeners, I did not expect to get a message out this Thursday. We'll be in Newport Wednesday night, or Tuesday night, right? Tonight.
Wow.
We're all confused. We travel so much lately. And then we have a long journey back. We're actually staying at my brother's house in Easton, Pennsylvania, about 100 miles from our home on Thursday. Then getting up early and doing much of our chapel work on Thursday morning on the way back, since it's near where we will be traveling. Well, we have a lot of pictures up on our site today. We had some interesting experiences and sights yesterday. As mentioned, we do have a photo of Fanny Crosby's tombstone with Brooks E. standing beside it, along with that older one that has that phrase, "She had done what she could." And then there are some other photos that just are part of our experience yesterday, if you care to look. Our website is dailyencouragement.net. We've placed the material up on the site today on August 26, 2008. It only remains on the site normally one weekday, but then it's always on the web in the archived version for that day. You know, many of you come across it that way as well. Also have some music we suggest today. Not surprisingly, we found a couple of versions. One, a YouTube video by the Isaacs, kind of a country type of musicians, but beautiful voices, Blessed Assurance, as well as a podcast of a brother that does a great job of doing some hymn stories through podcasts. And they're both available as links on today's website or today's archived version for the 26th of August, 2008. Well, it's a blessing to share with you today. May you be encouraged today, and may you truly experience Blessed Assurance.